This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite live streaming right now. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people that are helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, not to forget about all those roughnecks working in the oil fields here in this country and all around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then follow us. Jump right in the chat room and carry on a conversation like these people are right now that I keep referring to. All right, and joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, now we've got a caller on the line that's got something he wants to ask, so let's go to the line. It's Picasso. Picasso, what's on your mind?
I got three questions in my 50 cent. Hey, Denise the Geek there, the revealer of political truth and dirt. Got to listen to this woman when she writes something. Anyway, Denise, in 6 months, 3 weeks, 1 day, 13 hours, 27 minutes, 4 seconds, no, 3 seconds, what happens? What are you supposed to play along? There you go. In 206 days is the election. There, you got it. See, that's our game when we start off. Anyway, I called to kind of inform you. They're running that war room out of D.C. with Bannon, and tomorrow at 10 a.m. he's going to have a show, and I think it's going to be spectacular. He's got 6 guests scheduled. I believe it's 2 hours. He does it live. It's for anybody on YouTube to watch, but we're also running it on the site with all of the Twitter accounts of all the guests. So it's going to be interesting to see what they tweet. And, of course, the topic is China, China, as our president likes to call it. And all of the
1 minute
grummy little dirt. So you might be interested in that. I just thought I'd make you aware of it. You got a couple places you go watch it, and Captain, it's not always by luck that you're there saving people and getting their butt out of a sling. It's a little effort, too, on your part.
All right, but thank
God
you.
God bless you. Happy Easter.
Thank you. And you, too. Thank you, sir.
All right, and I will be busy. Did he say tomorrow or today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
I guess he means today.
Yeah, okay.
I think, whatever.
Okay, now, let's jump into something here. This first stimulus money supposedly is coming out Monday. Did you hear that, too?
The 15th.
Okay, well, there was an article that was out last night, and it was not Mnuchin that said it. It was Kudlow that said it, and he said the first checks would go out Monday.
Oh, yeah. I think they're supposed to... you got two things. You got the stimulus,
right,
and then you have the money going.
I'm sorry. I confused the issue. We're talking about the individual checks. So the individuals are going to have their money, apparently, before the business people.
Yeah. that's an easier thing to do. You know, the money and the stimulus that, you know, for a small business going, that you have to go to your bank or a bank and make these applications, it did get off to a rocky start. But we're, let's, and you know, I think that probably Treasury had some discussions with CEOs of major banks out there, mm-hmm. or those that were part of FDIC and so forth, and whether the rules and stipulations got down to the branches where people go in to get it. We don't know how that necessarily looked, but it did get off to a rocky start. And in some cases, there still are some things that are up in the air. Mm-hmm. But let's also remember, too, that this is kind of a dynamic situation here. Things have changed a little bit on the fly. To kind of clarify stipulations and so forth. There's still some other things that some of these small businesses are really asking for that I think are being considered that would change up that loan process.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to remember this is a federal government. The federal government generally takes years and years and years to get something right. And here we, you know, under the Trump administration, they're trying to turn in a matter of hours, which is Herculean when it comes to the federal government and bureaucracy.
Now, I heard that he reduced or rolled back or something some of the regulations for the banks. Is that true? To make it easier?
It's not really to the banks. It's really to the loan applicant. And what they're really upset about, if those are upset, is that 75% of the loan, of the monies, is supposed to go to the workers. In other words, to keep them on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
And 25% goes to administrative costs of the business, meaning power and you know, utilities and rent, mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, suppliers and all those other kinds of things. That 25% in a lot of cases is not enough. One of the other things that the small businesses are asking for is that their credit rating be suspended. In other words, if they pay their bills late because of all of this, mm-hmm. it doesn't ding them on their credit,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of small businesses operate on credit ratings.
Sure.
And so I think that is necessarily being considered, too. So there's a lot of push and pull going on here that is still kind of played through.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, the federal debt just hit $24 trillion for the first time. But, we might be in a better position this time than we were the last time. We'll see. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go overnight.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, the USCCA is an organization that can help you when you need help the most, because defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own. And they know that their members have peace of mind knowing that they're protected against crushing legal fees because of the service that they offer. Now, to find out more about them and to sign up for your free gun a day giveaway, go over to the Facebook page, Americans for America. And the reason we're doing it this way is we want you to go over there and like the page and start following it, because we've got a lot of great contributors over there. But Americans for America is the Facebook page. And you'll see the logo link right there at the top of the page for the USCCA. Click on that, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and then while you're there, consider becoming a member, because there's three different levels of membership, and should you become a member, depending on which level you take, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, including the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine. So, that's the Americans for America Facebook page. Click on the like or follow, whichever you want to do, and then click on that logo link for the USCCA that's right there on that page. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
How's everything on the mountaintop, by the way?
It's all good.
Okay, that's very good, because we don't want you falling off the mountain. Now, we're going to talk about the federal debt. I don't really know how to address this. I mean, we're spending water or money like a drunken sailor right now. Golly. But what are you going to do under the circumstances? I suppose the federal debt just topped $24 trillion for the first time.
It's really a terrifying situation here. And that seems to be the 800-pound gorilla in the room that nobody's really talking about. But we are where we are. And you know, some things that are being proposed, there are negotiations going on now for a fourth stimulus. I mean, virtually going on now, Schumer, Pelosi, Mnuchin, whoever else. We have no idea what that will be, but okay.
Well, we know that Pelosi's trying to load it up with her stuff again, right?
There was some assertions to that effect. I don't think that the Republicans are going to go for it this time again.
Yeah, we'll hope not. And let's jump on over here because I think we got our favorite question asker on the telephone here. Could this be Backgammon Bob?
Well, Captain.
What's up?
Yeah, you got a proposition for reducing our national debt, and that is we owe China has a bunch of our bonds and stuff. We can just cancel them in reparations for some of this virus stuff that they've been doing.
Not a bad idea.
What do you think, Denise?
I actually wrote about that very thing about 2 weeks ago. China holds about $1.8 trillion, as best as I can tell, of our debt. And there is certainly some chatter going on about having them forgive that debt. Senator Marsha Blackburn has suggested it. It was brought up in a White House briefing the other day when Pompeo was present, and he said it's a little too early to talk about reparations. But there are other governments and foreign governments that are pretty much saying the same thing. And we don't know what China's real financial condition is that they could pay monetarily. But here in the United States, I actually have an Excel spreadsheet of the businesses that China owns here in the United States. And you'd be really amazed to see some of this. We could necessarily put some pressure on some of those assets that China has around the world, including business assets, real estate assets, and other things, in order to pay ourselves back if China won't do it. But we would be standing in line among several other countries.
Okay, we've got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Eric and Seminole.
Oh, quick, hey, Eric. Okay. For, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, sir. Hey, quick question for Ms. Denise regarding the national security posture that we may find ourselves in. I was wondering if she had any information or had any G2 regarding our forward deployed nuclear submarine posture as far as what's going on with COVID and how it relates to a potential, outbreak on one of those boats while on patrol could seriously, hinder potential forward deployed nuclear assets, particularly with what's going on in the South China Sea and the Chinese Jin-class submarines that have been seen in and around the South China Sea area. Anyway, I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks for my call, and happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter to you, Eric. Okay, I
will say when it comes to our submarines, we seem to be very safe in that regard, and I know that also to be true with Britain's assets, and they are very carefully, if they have to put in a port anywhere, they are taking exceptional measures to ensure that there's no risk, virus risk to any of that crew.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it comes to the carrier fleet, we now have four.
Yep.
The Nimitz being the last, that have infected members of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Nimitz being the most, but the Nimitz is three. I think there's only maybe two or three.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't it the Roosevelt that's the worst? Theodore Roosevelt? Over 200 members of the crew?
The most recent to be reported.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. Okay.
We obviously know about the Roosevelt, which has kind of put us, you know, idle in that particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Reagan that is undergoing maintenance in Japan, and we've got the Vincent, which is undergoing maintenance at Puget Sound. So We've got two in port that are under maintenance that do have some issues. I don't know where the Nimitz is. It's
Bremerton.
Based out of Bremerton. Right. Well, we know that it's based there, but I don't know where it's located.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got one in Japan. We've got one in Puget Sound. We got the poor Roosevelt out there that it's got like double the chaos.
Yeah.
So, but the submarine fleet seems to be, they've taken exceptional, measures on those. We also have the nuclear, military staff, if you will. They've all been moved underground into our, they went about 3 weeks ago, and they ain't coming out.
Now, how about the commanding officer, former commanding officer of the Theodore Roosevelt being considered possibly chief of naval operations yesterday said he might, there was a possibility he might get his command back?
I think that was really kind of a reckless thing to say. Whether it's true or not, those are kinds of things that probably shouldn't be said out there because it makes it look like the Navy is kind of in some leadership chaos. I saw that too.
Yeah.
That there is consideration of giving him his assignment back, but that's just not something I think that we need to put out there.
Okay.
Not
well,
spaces out there.
A lot of senior guys in the Navy won't disagree with you. Now the other thing is Adam Schiff has submitted a bill to begin the investigation of Trump's coronavirus response with the blessing of Nancy Pelosi.
No, it's okay. I'm fine with it.
Where's he going? Where's he going with it? Do you think he's going?
Do we care? I mean, by the time it actually starts, we'll be at the election.
I certainly hope so. I've had enough of that guy.
We all have. So, he does want to put. But here's the thing: it's obviously really redundant because in the $2.2 trillion stimulus bill, there's text in there that stood up a separate oversight committee dedicated strictly to the monies inside the stimulus bill and how all of this is handled by the Trump administration. So it's a redundant situation here. But I think it's really kind of a shot across the bow to the Trump administration. I'd be happy if you stood up an investigation. Go for it, dude. Go for it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Have yourself a great Easter Sunday, and we'll talk to you again Monday morning.
Do the same.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. Find her over there. Check out her articles. Check out what she does and see what she has to offer because you never know. A lot of times the news is over there before it's even the news. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the checks on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act, President Donald Trump signed into law, authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and this edition of the Captain's Third Watch, the Troy Military Veterans News Report, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, National Aviation Academy, where you can get a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is located, two locations, one in Concord, Mass., the other in Clearwater, Florida. And you can become an aviation maintenance tech in a mere 14 months and have a career that will last you a lifetime. You talk about a career as an aviation maintenance tech, you will never, never want for a job anymore. Now, in demand is an understatement of the year for what the aviation maintenance techs do. But for a 40-hour-a-week job, you can start right about $60,000 your first year, and it can even go up higher than that, depending on if you wind up going overseas, get the luck of the draw, wind up going overseas, because all those jobs with military contractors and foreign companies pay a lot more. So, check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, another sailor on board the USS Theodore Roosevelt who tested positive for the COVID-19 disease was found unresponsive Thursday morning and moved to an intensive care unit at a nearby hospital in Guam, which is where the ship is at right now. What a shame. What a shame. And the Pentagon is expecting the coronavirus to hit more Navy ships after the outbreak on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. We'll see what happens. Also, the effects of the Defense Department's wide travel ban are on troops' minds across the force, as many other effects of the coronavirus pandemic are. They're not moving. Masks are being required now in some certain circumstances. It's all changing as we speak. But they're definitely trying to nip this in the bud and keep it that way. Now, the Army is offering up to $100,000 cash for low-cost, rugged ventilator ideas from any American business, regardless of size. A low-cost COVID-19 ventilator idea. Also, the Pentagon's top leaders this week said they can see a light at the end of the tunnel of the COVID-19 pandemic and stressed that the U.S. military remains a force in readiness with fewer than 2,000 cases out of more than 2 million troops available to support contingency operations. And they've warned our enemies that it would be a terrible, tragic mistake for them to try anything at this time against the United States. And God knows, some of them might. Now, pandemic prevention isn't the only reason the 82nd Airborne Paratroopers are still in the Middle East in Kuwait. Paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division who were sent to Kuwait and Iraq amidst the heightened tensions with Iran back in January when they began to trickle home about 2 months later. But the coronavirus pandemic and ongoing rocket attacks have slowed their return, according to Pentagon leadership. Some of them are still staying where they're at in case they're needed. That may change shortly. Now, after a controversy of his own, making forced the resignation of the Navy's acting secretary this week, Pentagon officials are right now lobbying lawmakers to confirm a new permanent secretary for the service as soon as possible. We're talking about the Navy. And troops who receive special types of compensation, such as hazardous duty pay, could continue to receive that money in their paychecks during the coronavirus pandemic, regardless of whether or not they perform the qualifying duties that got them that to begin with, as long as they're serving in the middle of the pandemic area they've been called up. Now, you might know that the National Guard, the numbers now with the National Guard, are up to 29,400 troops have been mobilized. 29,400 troops have been mobilized. Wow. And by the way, Denise was talking about some of these field hospitals that they're tearing them down now. Well, one of them was the Army Field Hospital dispatched to Seattle. It'll be returned to the federal government so it can redeploy to a different state facing a more urgent need. They didn't take any patients, but they were put there just in case. So all I can say to that is thank God. By the way, the last of the U.S. Navy's 8 Block 3 Virginia-class submarines has joined the rest of the fleet, according to a U.S. Navy news release. Eric had mentioned something about the submarines. So that's something that's out there. The submarines are all out and about right now doing what they do, run silent, run deep. And more than 1,400 Air Force trainees graduated from basic military training this week. all clad in face masks in the wake of the pandemic. Every one of them had face masks on. First time we've seen that. By the way, two Russian IL-38 maritime reconnaissance aircraft were intercepted near Alaska by F-22s, supported by KC-135 and E-3 airborne early warning aircraft, according to NORAD. And some airmen right now, according to the Air Force, have instituted a buddy system that groups individuals into cohorts or pods as the service attempts to stave off the spread of the coronavirus right now. By the way, the Marines are also suffering a bit. At least two dozen exercises involving Marines have been canceled or scaled back over concerns with the rapidly spreading COVID-19 virus. So those exercises are not being done as we speak. And the latest from New York City is a special New York Air National Guard unit has been brought down to New York City to help retrieving its dead. Now, this is a unit that specializes in doing this on the battlefield. They spent years preparing for one of the military's grimmest missions, and that's to find and recover the bodies of those killed in a chemical attack, a natural disaster, or any other mass tragedy. And it's a very special job. So don't, there you go. It's a very good thing, I might add. Very good thing. And Veterans Affairs right now, the Department of Veterans Affairs is experiencing a serious shortage of protective gear for its medical workers treating patients. What they thought they had on hand, they can't find. Don't know if somebody took it or if it just was miscounted or whatever to begin with. So we'll see what goes on there. And a solicitation from the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms asks right now for several network assessment services with dealing with internal cyber threats. How about that? By the way, check out my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment, or stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And I'm coming right back with more. Final segment coming up. Beach and boating forecast coming up, too. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club with their 213 locations all across the U.S. of A. There's one near you. And, of course, I'm right here with the largest one in the group, Tampa Bay, the Freedom Boat Club here. 500 boats, 30 locations. Now today, Saturday, it'll be partly sunny and a little bit breezy this morning, but by Sunday, the winds will pick up again. Winds today will be out of the east. They'll start out at about 10 miles an hour. We'll have some gusts a little bit later, 15 to 20. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature right now is at 81 degrees. Oh, boy, bring the soap. And the bay water temperature is at 78 degrees. Now, our low tide happens at 6:36 a.m. Our high tide comes at 1:45 p.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, this pandemic that we're dealing with right now, their words, not mine, won't last forever. Soon you'll be outside again with friends again, ready to enjoy everything we love about life again, including the water. And Freedom Boat Club will be there to provide just the right boat for your return to the bay, the Gulf, or the lake. Now go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay and learn how you can enjoy everything the boating life has to offer. And now, for a limited time, the first 3 months of membership fees are free. Now with Freedom Boat Club and their 30 Bay Area locations, you won't have to go very far when our community and our country are once again open for business and for pleasure. So Freedom Boat Club and memberships are available today by going to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And remember, if you join down here and you go up north or go wherever there's another Freedom Boat Club, you have reciprocity. So you can enjoy the same privileges up there you do down here. Now, there's a phone number you can call, too, 855-FREEDOM. The number is 855-FREEDOM, and that's the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, part of the National Freedom Boat Club locations, 213 around the country. Now, too many on the inside say that open warfare has begun, and what the enemy hopes for is a final assault on the one country and its people that's standing in the way of a new world order. Remember that word, new world order? Much of it's coming from China and forces that have an interest in seeing America and Donald Trump fall. Now, we're currently under siege by the Chinese Communist Party, known as the CCP. Now, they launched biowarfare agents. Whether or not it was intentional or by accident, doesn't matter. The CCP has decided to catapult their diseased people into America. We had people traveling back and forth, lots of them, between China and America to some of the major cities of America. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Miami, New Orleans for the Mardi Gras, Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. Regular traffic back and forth between people from China in and out of the United States. You can't tell me some of them weren't coming in here with the coronavirus that weren't positive. You can't tell me that. Now, as reported by the New York Times, since the virus outbreak, about 495,000 people have contracted the virus. But 430,000 people, 430,000 people coming directly from Wuhan, China, where all of this began, were coming to America. It included 40,000 in the 2 months after President Trump imposed restrictions on such travel. Now, the majority of the passengers arrived in the New York, Newark airports, Los Angeles, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and Detroit. Now, retired Air Force Brigadier General Robert Spalding called it an unrestrictable warfare in full force. He said there was a strategy crafted in the 1990s, a series of unconventional warfare tactics designed to accomplish the goals of war without engaging in actual combat. And it was like a war unlike anything that we've ever experienced before. It was called hybrid warfare. And, of course, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, in hoping to deal with the Taliban, he was hoping that would bring the war to Afghanistan to a close so we could move our troops towards the Asia-Pacific region. It's not happening at the moment. And in playing out this campaign, the regime has combined different elements of warfare, economic, trade, political, misinformation, to create a convergence of challenges for the United States and other Western democracies to see where we go. Now, in developing its Marxist state, China has also created a strange mixture of communism with weaponized capitalism. They try to act the part, but they can't walk the walk and talk the talk at the same time. Now, we do know, and it's worth noting, that Dr. Fauci, who many call a swamp creature and is a curious member of Trump's coronavirus task force, said back in 2017, he actually said this, folks, that President Trump is going to have a surprise disease outbreak. How did he know? How did he know? Very strange. Now, Europe, not to be left out here either, they see President Trump and his America First mantra as a threat to their status. And instead of going to countries like China and Russia, thinking they'll get a better deal, Russia's just sitting back, watching, waiting to see what's going to happen. So that's where we're at. All right, let me drift on over here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dalton Lake, Columbus, Georgia.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I just want to talk about what do you think about the possibility of Americans going back to work in the near term, and what effect that will have on our economy as far as the slowing spread of the virus.
Okay, you want me to answer off air, or you want to listen?
Repeat that?
Do you want me to just say it off air, or do you want to listen?
Put it on the air.
Okay, here we go. All right. Number one, Boeing in Washington State is putting 2,500 of their workers back to work Monday. Boeing in Washington State, 2,500 of their workers Monday. I believe that we will be back to work no later than the end of the month around the country. It's going to be open in certain areas where there hasn't been a problem to begin with. Because if you take a look and you see where the hot spots are, the weather got hot in the south. And when it got hot in the south, the virus started to disappear. The cases dropped off for the most part. And where the weather's been hot, things have gotten better. Now, with all that being said, we will be going back to work. And let's see, Al is asking me, what's the chance there's some malevolent actors for... Well, there's always a possibility, Al, that there could be somebody wrapped up with them. And I told you that. I told you that I wouldn't be surprised if some people of a certain political persuasion weren't involved in all of this. But from a financial standpoint, the sooner we get back to work, the sooner everybody gets back to being normal, everyday people, paying taxes, making money, paying their bills on time and all that. I will say that we have been told that starting Monday, the stimulus money to the individuals will hit the banks. Now, those that did a 2019 tax return, let's go back here. Well, I'm not going to be able to. Caller, I've run out of time, so it's not going to work. I tried, but it's not going to work. All right, but that's where we're at. And I will be back on Monday morning, 2 a.m., for all you people out there, I hope you get a chance to enjoy Easter somehow with your loved ones in some way. For those that want to go to church, I hope you can go to church. So I'll see you all Monday morning, 2 a.m. God bless America. Take care. Stay safe. Stay healthy. All of that.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.